Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning here on the 14th of March.
I need you to turn me up.
605-4567 is our phone number.
Do I have on the wrong? Good morning, everybody.
There you go. I just turned up your phones. Is that what you meant?
Yes, please.
I know. I just turned mine down. I have to turn back up again.
Well, we get, you know what, after the mini shows that we have here on KCNR on the weekend.
We've got like 26 people in here.
Yeah, that are using the same headphones. Do we spray them down?
Yeah, we do.
Does it affect them?
605-45, well, we do it for them. I hope they do it for us. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. That's what happens when you've got the most local programming north of, gosh, you know what, maybe anywhere. We've got so many local shows going on here.
Love our local shows.
You know what, but that's what community radio is. Right. Hey, 7 after 7, and what's it look like for weather today?
Well, it's 41 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like today, of course, according to our forecast here, now until 9 o'clock a.m., we do have a flood watch going on. Isolated showers with 56, mostly cloudy with a low of 40. Tuesday calls for 63 with partly cloudy on Tuesday night of around 44. Hey, Bob, tell us what our lake levels are.
All right. Well, over the weekend, we gained a lot of ground. We are currently at 1,031 feet above sea level to the top of the lake. That means we are 36 feet from full. That's pretty dramatic. Over 117 feet of rise in 3 months. We're looking pretty good. We're at 101% of our historical average for Shasta Lake on this date.
Fantastic. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Yes, we're still using the heater. Anyway, all for your gas and propane needs, give them a call, 365-3793.
There you go. Okay. A lot of things happened over the weekend. I was not here, of course, Friday because I was out scouting areas for the junior. It's the National Wild Turkey Federation here in the United States. And a guy by the name of Ted Leidy, who is, besides having Northern Firearms Instruction, started a program like 5 years ago on taking juniors out to hunt turkeys. And he does this all on his own. He goes out and he finds the ranches or farms where people will allow you to hunt. He lines up the hunters that are going to take out the juniors. And then he gets things like turkey calls and all types of stuff that's donated. And 59 to 60 kids apply for this, but you only can take out 20 with a couple of alternates there. Everybody showed up on Sunday morning for that, but on Friday, Ted and I went out on a, just as we would call it, a very blustery, nasty day where there's nothing moving except Ted and I, where we gobbled at each other across the across the glen and climbed up and down hills.
Is that a guy thing?
It was a guy thing. And, of course, we saw no turkeys while we were out there on this beautiful. Except for each other. You got it. On this beautiful ranch. I mean, it was like park-like. I mean, you'd have perfect places for the birds to be up in these jack pines and then open areas. Didn't see one. So we thank the ranch owner, and we're heading back out on this country road. It's, you know, dirt, and we're heading back to the main road. And what's out there? Now, you can call them flocks, you could call them gangs, you could call them a rafter of turkeys all around there. So we stopped in the middle of the road, and we just called like crazy and got one of them to come trotting down the road at us, and, you know, we're sitting there in a truck. Turkeys are not meant, you know, they're not the smartest, they're not the smartest in the animal kingdom. But it stopped about, I don't know, like 40 or 50 yards away, and looked at us, and they kind of cocked their head both ways and kind of look at you, and then decided that you'd barely go out where the hens were, which were running the opposite direction. So, anyway, but then Sunday we got everybody together, And all these kids were there with their parents, and we went out and sighted in their shotguns. Everybody's all excited. So the junior turkey season opens this Saturday, and we're going to be out there with ours. So Marissa and her father are coming out with me, and we're going to go out to some property out there and see if we can't get her a turkey. She's the only one shooting, by the way.
You do realize that had Benjamin Franklin gotten his way, you wouldn't be out there hunting turkeys because they would be the national bird. He argued that the eagle was not a suitable choice because of its, well, in spite of the nobility appearance of the eagle, they eat a lot of nasty stuff.
I know.
Meanwhile, the turkey is very wily and wise and a
turkey,
survivor.
Turkey's got a brain the size of a peanut.
Didn't you say they were smart, though?
What I said was they're wily, and they've got, and because they're prey animals, their eyes, they cannot see binocular. They see monocular. But because it's on the side of their head, their eyes are on the side of their head, they can see 180 degrees out. And that's why they keep cocking their head, you know, both ways when they're looking at things. And their sense of sight and movement, like you get into a turkey, you get into turkey blind, you just don't move. You just sit there. Because they can really pick up movement.
Mm.
They don't. The other thing you tell people is, do not wear red while you're out hunting turkeys, because the tom turkey's got a red head and red neck. And some idiot, if you're out there over some deeks or some decoys, it will see something red over there, will shoot at you. But just something to know.
Okay.
Anyway, but it was a great time. Thanks to everybody that's out there. That's, you know, I tell you what, Mike Dill from Dill's Deli. Another big player in this, and brought out sandwiches and everything. And so, anyway, everybody's going to go out. It's going to be a great time.
That sounds fantastic. Hey, by the way, Pi Day or Pi Day?
Pi Day.
P-I Day or P-I-E Day?
It's P-I Day.
Millions of people worldwide are celebrating both a mathematical constant and a sweet filling in a wheaten crust. In other words, P-I Day, pi, which begins 314, much like today's date, is the ratio used to compute the circumference area and volume of circles.
And these past two Pi Days, including this one, are significant because if you break it down, 31415 last year, 31416, and that's rounded up the value of pi, 31416. 3.416.
Wow. Okay.
You know, Bob. Or no, if you didn't fix salmon so well,
3.1416.
I'd question what you do at night. You know, sit there and you
pray. You have really.
I listened to a very intelligent woman who I happen to be married to.
Oh, yeah.
She's a triviologist.
She is a. That's great.
Well, I tell you what, you know what? I needed her to help me here because I wrote something about climate deniers being prosecuted by the federal government. And I just, you know, people handed me my writing hand back. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. So, okay, hey, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster. Knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Has been repairing windshield for decades and is a Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster, a veteran-owned business, does a great job. Don't fool around with your family safety. Get it fixed, whether it's a small chip that can get up to 2 feet in length. You've got to get that fixed. So you do it over at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Like I said, a veteran-owned business. He does great work, and he guarantees that you're not going to be disappointed. They're at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages, 14 minutes after 7, this Monday, the 14th of March. 41 degrees, going up to 56 today. It's clearing today, my friends. It's going to be a beautiful week.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Redding's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Redding's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a moving sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Redding's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale ends April 1st. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Redding Kia.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1360 AM.
Just tell us why for so long.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 7:18 in the morning here on the 14th of March. 41 degrees out there, going up to 56 today. It's going to be clearing off this week. And Thursday, it's going to be up to 74 degrees. Maybe it's going to be beautiful on Saturday, the opening of turkey season. And Sunday, it looks like it might be getting some more rain back here. But it's going to be a beautiful week this week, and time for everybody to kind of get all those things, try to get all those things done this week. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit and John Scaife, who is one of their top producers there and represents many commercial and residential clients, knows the market very, very well. John has a strong suit for negotiating the best price for his customers. Give him a call at 338-2112 at Properties by Merit. Good morning, honey.
I'm so glad to see that people are back in the chat pack. It was weird on Friday. I mean, Eric and I felt like there were I don't know if people were having trouble signing in, but there were, you know how it is when the people sign off, there's the pink line. Yeah. It was filled with pink lines. I thought it was kind of interesting. We had the, you know, Jake Mangus on, who's the new director of it. You know, we had some topical things.
Oh, no, Jake thought that was a great time.
It was a wonderful time. So glad to see people back in the chat room. And good morning, and thank you so much for weighing in on your thoughts. I want to talk about something. Go ahead, because I know you've got something to
do. Well, it's kind of like what you're looking at, too. I'm looking at left-wing anarchists that are out there that are rioting against the First Amendment. The First Amendment of freedom of speech and freedom of expression, freedom of being able to congregate together, being able to meet, and this left-wing anarchy fueled by somebody, because they're getting paid to be bringing them in here, riot to make sure that you can't listen to Trump. Because if I don't want you to listen to Trump, if I don't want to listen to Trump, that's not enough. Now, I don't want you to listen to Trump, and so I'm going to break in. I'm going to stop the his freedom of speech. I'm going to stop people from going into it, and that's absolutely okay. But I tell you what, here is the final insult of our media. They then blame Trump for it.
Well,
Excuse me. They're blaming Trump for the fact of a bunch of anarchists are out there keeping people from coming in and assaulting people that are already in there. And it's Trump's fault. Where do you get the fact that it's Trump's fault? You don't like what Trump's saying? Don't listen for him. Put your money in the other place. Go for Hillary. Go for Kasich. Go for Rubio. Go for Cruz. But you don't stop people's freedom of speech or freedom to be able to assemble, which is what they did.
This is the same mindset that ruthlessly crushes any opposing viewpoint in our colleges today.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you're afraid to be conservative. Again, we talk about this, and this happens a lot in Hollywood. They literally have to go underground. And we have friends, directors. They meet secretly. They have clubs.
They actually have to meet secretly. Now, this is the Hollywood who is so lily white, they can't even, you know, they can't even have people nominated for, you know, for acting jobs or, you know, for the best actors and all this. And they are hypocritical about guns. They're hypocritical about climate control, about global warming. They're hypocritical about all of this stuff. And that's Hollywood. And then they finally get called on it and they go, oh, my gosh, what should we do? Well, let's take all those people and let's take away their rights to vote. Oh, excuse me. There you go. There's the left for you. And so this was a perfect example of the left in action. I don't want to listen to you, so I'm going to make sure that nobody listens to you. This is when they're going after, you know, they're going after radio stations and TV and commentary. I don't want to listen to you, so nobody should listen to you. I mean, if I don't want to listen to Rachel Maddow, I change the channel. You don't want to listen to me, which I find that really hard to believe if you're here. If you don't want to listen to me, okay, look, click, go someplace else. But you don't take away our right to go out there and say what we want. I'm not advocating armed rebellion against the government. I am advocating rebellion, though. I am advocating we need a change in government and a change the way
check
we do things.
Box.
This is how I do it, though. I campaign for the person or the party that I want the changes be made for. I do not take away the right of the other party to be able to campaign. This is absolutely ludicrous. This is absolutely, you know, this is like a despot state in North Africa. And that's what we've got in Chicago and a couple other places. Of course, Chicago at the very best, where it's safer to be a Marine in combat in Afghanistan and Iraq to be a young man walking down the streets of Chicago. So what do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
It's a town that has terror in it.
Okay, speaking of terror, that's what I wanted to go to. You know, I go between, I look at the Drudge, I look at USA Today, and I go to Huffington, because just like a lot of the news channels, I go between Fox, CNN, SNBC, or CNNBC, whatever that is. So, terror on the trail is what when we go right now to the headlines of Huffington Post. Terror on the trail. Someone will die, and there's a picture of Trump with this red hat pointing out to the audience. Someone will die. There is a whiff in the air that the election will be settled in the streets. Trump refuses to take responsibility for violence. Hence, he'd pay legal fees for man who sucker punched protester. Supporters love it. Get him out is the new you're fired.
Well, you know what? Here's people that are, again, disrupting a political event. And people are getting in, and he says, get them out of here. He's not the only one who has said things like that. You know, I'm not saying I support Trump. First of all, just take that one off the plate. I'm not saying I support Trump. I'm not saying who I support, because, frankly, I'm a little bit abashed about what we have running for office this year for either party. We've got a liar. You know, we've got a liar and God knows what else with Hillary Clinton. We got a socialist with Bernie Sanders, whose idea of fixing everything is taking everybody's money and giving it to the government. Then you got Trump, you got Cruz, you got Rubio. Now, you know, if anything, you need to have somebody that's going to be trying to unify this country. Hillary can't do it. I don't know if Trump can do it. You know, maybe Cruz can. Maybe Rubio can. Maybe, you know, I don't think Sanders is going to. So, what is there supposed to, is there a white knight galloping down the road coming in the direction of the primaries? Or coming in the direction of the, what is that?
I don't care if they're green
the
with
nominating
mauve stripes.
Huh?
Right. I don't care if they're green with mauve stripes. Somebody who stands up. Somebody who says, you know what, we've taken this far enough. And Dr. Maria sends her apologies. She can't get into the chat room, but she just messaged me. Teachers are another group where anybody who has a conservative mindset
right.
has to
Here
hide
to
it.
They have to hide it.
Yeah, I believe it. Okay.
So that was a beautiful thing, by the way.
Some other
things. When we, I have to say, St. Joseph's School.
Yeah.
When we were asked to judge from our friend, the Kellys, they're our friends, the Kellys, who put on this show, they asked us, we were at a fundraiser and another fundraiser, and they said, would you consider judging our talent show contest for the school? And, you know, this is what friends do for each other, and sure, we'd like to support you. So we show up, 1:30 on, was it last week? It was, what, Wednesday, Thursday? Anyway, I just want to talk about the kids and how they sang God Bless America, and every kid in that school knew the room filled up with God Bless America.
All the kids knew the song. That's true.
And it was wonderful. It was very respectful. The kids were respectful. This is where, again, you know, you've got Catholic schools and private schools and schools with structure. The kids were mindful.
Yeah, but you don't know that the other schools don't do that, too.
A lot of schools don't do God Bless America.
Well,
or have the flag.
Well, they've got the flag in other schools, too. You just said you haven't been in all the other schools. Now, I'm looking at this is Northern California, though. I'm sure there's places.
I just want to do a shout out.
Oh, no, and I agree.
St. Joseph's School, I think that was great. It made me feel hopeful and proud with these kids that were just bright-eyed. And they're watching. What you do leaves an impression on children. So I'm hoping that what we're seeing right now with politics, going back to politics, is that I hope that, and I pray that we can have some kind of sensibility with being statesmanlike and be full of pride for our country without being tacky and ways that are, you know, throw your weight around where it's like a blowhorn that's just obscene and gross.
Well, I hope that whoever it is, and some of my points out here is that unification is overrated. We need to fix stuff, and it'll be the majority that'll do it. We'll be unified while doing it. And then once you bring in people that are going to be, in my opinion, that, you know, the economy, start bringing the economy back, a lot of other things take care of itself. All right, two real quick things. A police officer killed in Maryland. He walked out of the police station. A guy across the street started shooting, killed him. They shot him, wounded him. No reason that they know of, except that he just wanted to kill a policeman. A concealed carry permit holder in outside Seattle, Washington, was sitting there having his coffee, and the guy comes in with a hatchet, takes a swing at one customer. He cuts he hits the clerk with the hatchet. This concealed carry permit holder stands up and shoots the guy, saving the clerk's life. Clerk said he's a hero, and as well as what the police are saying around there, that he did save the man's life. And this comes, of course, in the group, and the guy writing the article.
He's banned from Starbucks, though.
Yeah, he will not be banned. Yeah, he gets free coffee at 7-Eleven the rest of his life. But this goes into the thing. The guy got into the article about, both sides arguing about whether it's better to carry or not to carry. And there's lots of instances where somebody that's carrying a pistol legally has saved other people, and that people right now believe, and they rightly so, is the police are not going to be there to rescue them. Rightly so. Nothing against the police. The police can't be everywhere. If they were everywhere, then we'd have, then we wouldn't like that either in a police society. If you think you've got a bad traffic jam in Reading, in North Carolina, 134 cars in 6 miles were in a pileup. 134 cars. Electrician's Ball. I want to talk about that Friday night. The Builders Exchange. It was great.
Fantastic night. Thank you to Joe and and all of the people, you know, I think that it turned out to be a successful night. And I think it was a surprising, it was a welcome surprise. I love the auction items. You know, we attend a lot of events, and the auction items were all handmade pieces of art, whether it be from steel, metal, paint,
painting people,
from high
painting.
School right. kids to seniors.
West Valley, yeah.
Wonderful pieces of, and that's all that was. It was all handmade stuff.
And it was also a fundraiser for getting kids or getting people into the trade school,
mm-hmm.
you know, and helping give them scholarships and stuff. But it was a huge success. Joe Comente and all the people that put it on there, great job. The ambiance was super. The food was really good at Red Line.
Red Line did a great job.
Of course, you were singing with your group, your trio. But it was just a really a nice night. Everybody had a great time. So big shout out to the
their first
Voters
one.
Exchange.
That nice
was their first
job.
One. Right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got Nigel Skeet coming in to talk about the big event that was just a couple of days ago. And then at 8 o'clock, Record Searchlight. And we have some things to talk with them about. We'll be right back.
Do you hear me? Do you care? Do you hear me? Do you care?
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flot Line, F-L-O-T, Flot Line. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flot Line with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Oh, tell me. I don't like. Oh, you know, okay. We found one.
Tell me what.
We found it. Okay, Bob. You got it. That's my Monday. That's got to play beginning of Monday. There you go. That's right. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. And the last song was I'm Just Not Liking Monday. We heard Bad Bob Belongi. It is 27 minutes until 8 o'clock, and our phone lines are 605-4567. Hey, March 20th. Celtic sensation Lorena McKennitt will be at the Civic Auditorium. And on the March 26th,
let's not forget,
right,
Jay Leno.
Jay Leno. Let's hit Jay Leno.
Hey, he's Nigel, are you going to be seeing Jay?
Oh, I don't know. That's too far away for right
now. Hey, get your tickets at readingcivic.com or contact the box office at 229-0022. That's readingcivic.com. Don't go anywhere else or you're going to get scalped on those tickets. Lorena McKennitt on the 20th, and of course, Jay Leno, huge, 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 huge act on the 26th of March. Okay, we're here.
I have been to Jay's garage, though.
You have been?
Ooh. Yeah. Nigel Skeet, in case you're wondering with that fabulous accent, we are so happy to have you in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And of course, you're wondering, like, okay, now how come what Nigel Skeet? I've seen that name a lot. Who is this guy? Isn't he something...
Kind of weird.
Well, no. Well, that's okay. We like weird.
There's nothing wrong with being weird.
Yeah, we are welcome weird here.
Weird is wonderful.
Yeah, weird is wonderful. Anyway, homeless rock stars, but you're that and so much more. But, I mean, you have created this platform mm-hmm. of being able to bring into view a situation that, you know... There are so many people that have been homeless, are homeless, and that they have a face and that they're people and a voice, and just for us to recognize that.
Right. So this whole thing just kind of took off, kind of threw me for a loop, the whole Homeless Rockstars project. And the one thing that always bothered me, because my name's on it, is being able to follow up with people. Like, I really want to be able to follow up. I really don't want it to be a circus that comes to town, puts on a show, you know, hair and makeup, take some pictures, take an interview, and then leave, and then not follow up with these people. So we've had a few people that we have been able to follow up with, and they've become part of our crew, and it's been amazing. And there've also been a few that were in their early 20s and whatnot, and they were really good, young adults, but they'd kind of like fallen off, you know, like in and out of jail kind of a thing, and you try and straighten them out, and you just try and make that connection, and it's heartbreaking. So when I was sitting with Christian Schrader, and we were talking about how many kids in the high school system are actually homeless, I was like, we can move back one peg, right, back into the teenage years, and maybe, you know, start a little younger and prevent them from going off the cliff when they get out of high school.
Well, that's a good idea, because the earlier we can catch them, the better it is. I mean, if you can catch them when they're five. So, but even now, I was fortunate enough to be invited to come down and do an interview. And I'm, of course, not mentioning the young lady's name, but she was very articulate. She was attending Pioneer School. She knew what she wanted to be in her life. And I said, if there's one thing that you could do, just one thing, if the sky was the limit, what would you do? You know, and the questions coached in such a way, because they're all written out questions, couched in such a way that it could be, I'd be the best singer in the world or something like that. She said, I'd want everybody to have a home. Wow. And then she's a young girl, too, 16. She said, I would want everybody to have a home.
Right. Well, here's the thing. So here's the thing I've learned out of doing this. And so we're up to, 200-300 people now.
Yeah.
Is that... especially when you get to these younger kids, 16, 17, 18, 19, that are in that situation, they have already developed some survival skills, resilience, and a hunger to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've developed some natural talent or some natural ability that some of these other kids have not had to do, right? So it was my instinct to say, well, instead of writing them off, why don't you take that energy or that instinct that's been created and actually harness it and change it in a different direction? And it's amazing, like when you actually interact with these kids that you did on Friday and you start to prod them about leadership, you know, or making a difference, they have a lot of things figured out. And so as a community, if we can actually take that resilience, and so that's why it was a great partnership this time around with the YMCA. We're amazing, and Accelerate, and Starbucks, to be honest with you. I mean, they came out in full force. They were amazing. So with the YMCA, we have this new partnership, and it seems like it's going to be amazing, where we can take some of these kids, and they get sponsored in the YMCA, but they also get sponsored into the Accelerate program, where they actually get to hone in on some of their leadership skills and actually turn that around.
Well, you know, something like this is some of the kids are going to, you know, because we made comments afterwards, and the comments were, do you think they would blossom with mentorship or mentors or leadership classes? And of course, you know, you want them to. I mean, even though she was going through Pioneer, which is kind of a continuation school for kids who have had problems in regular school, you know, either attendance or whatever it is. Very bright, very articulate. And I thought that, you know, if somebody could take an interest in her and say, okay, this is kind of where you should be going. If you want to get to here, and she had an idea where she wanted to be. If you want to get to here, you've got to be here. And then each year, you've got to be able to accomplish this. So the question is, you know, so maybe I'll never see her again. I did ask to have maybe one of her counselors just keep in touch with me to say that.
Oh, we'll make sure you see.
Yeah, this is what she's doing. She's in school. She's doing these things, because I mean, it's she obviously she's still got her dad and her grandfather, great grandfather passed away, but she admired him. So, but what you did on Friday, Nigel, and here's you took all these kids. And there is a great, great video, a couple of great videos of finding that person and the one that went on to become, of course, the chef working
Jesse.
Jesse. You had that. You had the fact that there is a chance. There is a way to work your way through this. And, Nigel, you've provided this. You were the one that started this last year. It was a year before with the Homeless Rock Stars, which has now gone nationwide, still based out of here, and now back into the kids. I'm just wondering, is the next step in elementary school?
Well, we were asked about that. So the beauty about this one is that we can now follow up with these kids through the school, through the counselor, and actually have real follow-up. And so we already got asked to go to do this one or two other schools. So if we can actually get into the high school system on a statewide or national level, that would be amazing, right? Because I will tell you, Friday was very eye-opening for me because it was awesome. It was amazing. I had one person come up to me, and they meant very well. Don't even know their name. And very well-intentioned, and they said, you know, this is really great, but that word, homeless, you know, I really think you reconsider changing the name because, you know, it scares a lot of people. And it scares a lot of the kids. I'm like, that's exactly why we're not changing the name. Like, we've got to take that fear head on. And that's why one of my favorite parts of Friday was that we had the bass player of Megadeth Skype in. And
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so he was Skyping in. So,
he was Skyping in.
So he was live. He was live.
Yes. He was on the front of a tour bus.
Yeah,
with
he
Megadeth.
Was. He was, yeah.
Somewhere in Canada, between Canada and wherever they were going. And he was literally Skyping in on a tour bus. And this is why homeless and rock stars, why it fits. Because, so this is going to be one of our call to action. If in the community, if you're homeless, it's considered a negative. In a rock band, if you're not homeless, your heart's not in it. Okay? If you're not five guys driving around the country in a van, not caring about anything but playing,
right?
You know, your heart's not in it. So that was the
message. You were saying that. That's right. You were saying that Friday. You know, is that a lot of people when they start their bands? That's, you know, their home is their buddies in the back of the van or a motel, and they go from gig to gig.
Well, I think what this person was trying to say is that don't glamorize homelessness.
Well, the thing is this: there's absolutely nothing glamorous about being homeless.
Right. But what we're seeing images, I'm being the devil's advocate, or what maybe that voice over here is saying, images of what glamour and beautiful. And what you're trying to do here and what we're trying to do as a community is to give hope to people who maybe have lost hope in the fact that you are beautiful. There's so many things that you can do. There is a reason. There are so many, you know, people here who are willing to help you with a hand, again, not a hand out, but a hand up. You know, let us help you.
That's exactly right. So what we're trying to do is say, you know, rock star, this rock star over here and you over here, you have something in common.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to, instead of just letting you go, we're going to bring you into the same category of, you know, the Gagas, the Megadeths, Metallica, and say, look, you have this in common. Okay? So we're going to build that, we're going to build that bridge.
Does anybody find it somewhat amusing that you've got one of the lead singers, lead guys of Megadeth, giving the voice of hope to kids that are in challenge right now and homeless? I mean, at least just the name of the group, Megadeth. Mm-hmm. He says, no, there is future. You've got to keep trying. He said, you know, blah, blah. It was really cool. Guy's Skyping in. I'm just kind of thinking, this is the guy from Megadeth talking. There is a future. You know, there is a big future out there. Yeah. Okay, you know, notwithstanding the name of our band, but there is a big future out there.
Well, we'll have Slayer call in.
Oh, that'll be good. Maybe we should have something like Happy Tomorrow. Yeah. You know, or maybe the Pointer Sisters. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, hey, look.
They're still alive.
It's a quarter till 8 right now here on Monday the 14th of March. 41 degrees out there going up to 56 today. It's clearing off, as you can tell. We're going to have a beautiful week. Start maybe getting a little bit more rain on Sunday. But we're here with Nigel Skeet, and we're talking about a homeless rock stars. But we were at Shasta High School last Friday, and we're going to talk about the program, how it's going throughout the United States. I know he's getting a lot of backing from some big bands, as we just talked about. But we'll be right back after this.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Well, like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
The guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Triexta, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. You have our word that Shasta Lake Floors will always offer you products and provide the service best suited to your needs. Whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious carpet, Aristan carpets or hardwood and tiles of excellent quality, Chastelake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. And Chastelake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor coverings. Eight-time winner of Best in the North State, Chastelake Floors is the place to go for your new floors or granite countertops. And yes, we have financing up to 48 months. Come and see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Chastelake. We are now open on Sundays. Visit us Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 11 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. 1740 Eureka Way Full Service Sports Club, but right now they've got a great new program, Aqua Personal Training with Kathleen Cowling. Saltwater pool, one-on-one or small group training, increased range of motion, increased flexibility. Linda uses this all the time.
I'm really enjoying it.
And it's low impact on you, too. You know, as you get a,
right.
You know, if you've got injuries and everything, you don't have to worry about stressing those joints so much. It's low impact in the water. 12, 24, 36 session packages available. Again, at Wellgate Sports Club, located at 1740 Eureka Way. Our guest is Nigel Skeet, who is the founder of the Rockstar Project, which concerns homeless. And it's always been adult homeless, but we've shifted over to a place perhaps we can make a difference. And that's with the high school students, and that's where he was Friday. Now, a lot of people helped put this thing on.
It was amazing. I mean, in under 4 weeks, we put this on. We had so many community volunteers come out. It was actually amazing. And
let's hear your sponsors.
So Starbucks was amazing. They came out with like 12, 13 people.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of people there. Right. Plus, they were like kind of really getting into this.
They were really getting into it.
Very cool.
In fact, the store manager up here, Carrie, friend of mine, she goes, I'm in this project for life. You know that. Anyway, they were tweeting and doing whatever they were doing at the event, and they had other Starbucks from around the country chime in and say, we want to get involved.
We want to do that.
We want to do that.
But we want Nigel to come here.
So, I mean, they were amazing. They jumped right in, and with the coffee and the food and all that kind of stuff. Reading Rancheria, of course.
Always. Saw Maria Roscoe there with her posse.
Yeah, and, she was amazing. She is amazing.
I tell you what, Wind River is one of those giving organizations that doesn't get enough
and the Rancheria.
Love. Reading Rancheria. And they don't get enough love because of everything. They have helped everybody.
Well, I got to tell you, so I've been lucky enough to go to a lot of events and photograph a lot of events and photograph for a lot of people. And every time I go to Reading Rancheria or Wind River and photograph their events for their staff or their whatever, I mean, they're amazing. They are amazing.
They are. Yep. Can't say enough
and,
about it.
Shout out.
So the YMCA, the local YMCA was amazing. They jumped in with full force.
I saw them there.
It was amazing. And I got to hand it to Hannah and her strike team at Simpson University. Simpson University of just amazing.
Okay, now Simpson University has a strike team. This is for everybody to know, is that the strike team goes out to help people for free. Now, they also have other groups of people. If you need help around the house, if you need yard work done, they've got a bunch of young people out there that, you know, they do it for money because they go out on missions. But, you know, you pay them what you want. But the strike team goes out for free, and it's helped people like the homeless, but it's helped elderly people. They've painted houses. They've done all types of things. Simpson University.
Well, I'm not kidding when I say that. You know, Hannah from the strike team, she probably put in a good 100 hours on this thing.
There you go. See? Lisa Jeter
put in like 400 hours.
Wow.
Well, she was amazing.
Yep. And then you had makeup
somebody
who's and hair.
Definitely just...
Yeah, she's Lisa's
man.
Into it.
Talk about somebody who
she's a force to be reckoned.
There you go, perfect.
Yeah. Lisa is just still finding herself too. I mean, in that sense of what she can do is project out. I like to see her get more involved in things.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You had makeup and hair and all types of stuff going
Bethany,
on. With
Bethany did the hair and makeup with her crew. You know, Missy McCarthy showed up, Francis Sullivan showed up, you know, Chris Slater,
wonderful.
Mike Dahl, you know, all these people just showed up, put on a shirt, and got to work. And you guys showed up, and it was just amazing. At one point, I think we had like 120 people in the gymnasium.
Well, if it was something you wanted to support, that, you know what, we've got a problem here. So now we've got to figure out how we can help this problem.
But I'm telling you.
At least you're taking strides to start this.
But I'm telling you, so I had all these kids come through in front of my camera and interviewed a few of them. We're going to follow up with these kids, and I guarantee you that this time next year you're going to see at least a few of those within our crew, within our community, within leadership writing, or something. Okay, I guarantee you. There were some amazing kids there.
There were. And you hope that, you know, they were just not, you hope that they can take this and that we can, when we can follow up on it, to give them that little impetus to get, go, you know, to keep moving like this. Mm-hmm. You took photos and you brought in three photos of, I mean, all those kids were dramatically, you know, dramatic in the photography, but you brought in three individuals that one could step off tomorrow into a modeling job. And this is the guy. Not that the other two girls couldn't, but he was just, the kid was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can I use that word? I mean, yeah, you can use that word.
Freedom of expression, right?
Well, no, freedom of expression, the First Amendment. It's the First Amendment thing I talk
about.
Well,
Nigel, I think it's really incredible. I mean, so what, okay, now that you've done these, you know, it's like a calling and you keep on, you know, finding another calling. And so now what's the process from here? What do you do now? Where are you going now? What's next?
Well, we can go anywhere. The whole idea for me, though, is the follow-up has to be real. And if we can actually officially get into the high school system and get into that arena of interrupting or preventing permanent homelessness, that would be amazing.
Okay, let me throw something else out, too, is that Nigel can't do this by himself.
No.
And is doing a whole lot of things, and we need to help this keep moving forward. And we do that through donations and people signing up, underwriting what's going on here. It's, you know, we can't imagine that it would be anything else but that to be able to do this. So how do people help out?
You can donate. United Way of Northern California is still our fiscal agent, so you can text ROCKSTAR, all one word, ROCKSTAR to 91999. You can go to homelessrockstars.com and you can donate there. And when you donate, you get the Rockstar song free to your email and
there
phone.
There you go.
Which has recently just been recorded and created specifically
it's
for this.
It's a great song. Yeah. We played
what
that
was
one.
The name
we
of the group?
Friday.
Screaming at Demons.
Screaming at Demons.
Screaming at Demons. Megadeth. Slayer.
You know,
these are all upbeat.
Well, let's not
names.
Forget Nigel's background.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hard rock.
Nigel was a rock photographer.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, that's my field. So,
look. Or not what, is.
Is.
Okay, but let's go back to this. Let's go back to how people can support this. They go to United Way.
They go to homelessrockstars.com and you can donate there.
Okay.
You can get involved. We're going to do this thing now. We're going to do like a bigger outreach to the high schools, statewide, nationwide. So, if you are connected to any of the high schools anywhere in the country, anywhere in the state, and say, hey, you got to bring this to your school. Because, probably one of the best things that happened on Friday, too, was Mike O'Leary, program director, came up to me, who helped. I mean, let's not forget, Shasta High School were amazing in this. Without them, this wouldn't have happened.
Oh, no, they were very helpful.
And so he came up to me, and he was almost in tears afterwards. He was like, this is absolutely amazing. You know? And so if we can, because these kids don't have anything positive going on in their life, and we came in, and we just rocked the world, and it was amazing. So if we can do this with other high schools, I think we can really make
We need to keep this going, though, because here's why. They had their worlds rocked. So what, you know, they need that next step to kind of help them up to that next step.
Yep.
Otherwise, it was a nice event. They got a free sandwich and a T-shirt.
Yep. Well, and a really good picture.
And a really good photo. Yeah.
That's true. Thank you so much. And I know we all say it, but, you know, really sincerely from our heart, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. It was been made.
And your gift.
Let's just not forget this, though. The one thing. The biggest thing they got, it was very easy, the hair, makeup, the sandwich, the picture, and all that kind of stuff. But the biggest thing they got is they got to talk to you. And that's where the magic is, where they got to meet somebody from the community and actually have a conversation. And they actually summed it up perfectly in the newspaper. Like, that's where the magic is. People say, well, we take for granted that we have a house and a job and a car and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's fine. But what the biggest thing we take for granted is that conversation. And the conversation they have after the photo, that's the magic. That's the gift. That's the connection. That's where the magic happens.
Well, I tell you what, I really am interested in what happens with her. And
cool.
To see if to see if she can take that next step and, you know, how they can help her. I really think that there, somebody needs to, you know, that counselor, that guidance person there that can kind of push them into that next step or lead them into that next step. Yeah. Nigel Skeet, founder of the Homeless Rock Star.
And wonderful photographer.
Phenomenon. Oh, yeah.
Great guy.
If you need photography. Okay.
Love his work.
You want to help support this, and I really think everybody should.
Love
you go to homelessrockstar.com.
Homeless Rock Stars, plural. Yep.
Rockstars.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
And let's help keep this thing going. He's spent a lot of money out of his own pocket to make this work out of the goodness of his heart. So let's just start helping out here.
Thanks, buddy.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have the Record Searchlight, I think.
Yeah,
they promised me that they would be here. They promised me they would be here.
She's pretty in her pink raincoat.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're going to be here with the managing editor of,
there she is,
of the Record Searchlight. When we get back, this is Carl Lindabot, KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Federal investigators are headed to the scene of an Amtrak train derailment in southwest Kansas. National Transportation Safety officials say it's still not known what happened. Gray County Sheriff's spokeswoman Ashley Rogers agrees.
No, the weather is clear, and they don't know for sure. They don't have any idea what happened yet.
Amtrak does confirm the train was traveling from Los Angeles to Chicago when it derailed just after midnight, about 20 miles west of Dodge City, Kansas. Five train cars said to be lying on their side at the crash site. The Republican and Democratic presidential candidates trying to keep their campaigns on track as another big primary is set for tomorrow in five states.
This week's primaries could determine whether Donald Trump wins the GOP nomination without a contested convention. Two Republican candidates, Marco Rubio and John Kasich, have a lot riding in their home states. Both Florida and Ohio are winner-take-all contests. Voters also go to the polls in Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. He reports a total number of GOP delegates at stake accounts for more than a quarter of the total that would be needed for one candidate to seize the nomination. Former GOP candidate Ben Carson, appearing on NBC's Today Show, once again explaining why he's thrown his support behind frontrunner Donald Trump.
They're angry and they're tired of people trying to manipulate them. And I think you're seeing a magnetic phenomenon going on here, because he actually represents where people are.
The water has begun to recede from the flooded subdivisions of Bossier City in northern Louisiana. Forecaster says it will take at least a week before homeowners will be able to get back to their homes and assess the damage. Meanwhile, emergency officials in both Louisiana and Mississippi are watching the rise of the Pearl River, which divides the two states. But Wall Street has been slow going. Right now, the Dow down about 11 points, the NASDAQ down by 2. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
There's currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner, in theaters Wednesday, March 16th. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes at miraclesfromheaven-movie.com. miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Police in a Maryland suburb near the nation's capital say they have few answers in the shooting death of an officer outside a police station. Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski says the officer suffered fatal injuries yesterday. He spoke to WJLA-TV.
An individual launched an unprovoked attack on the District's 3 police station and brought several of our officers under fire.
And in Stawinski's words, yesterday's shooting, quote, wasn't about anything. He credited the bravery of officers who returned fire, wounding the gunman, for preventing more deaths. The narcotics officer who was killed was named Ja'Kai Colson, just about to turn 29 years old. He'd been on the force for 4 years. The first trial was sidetracked by questions about the plaintiff's truthfulness. Another trial gets underway today in Manhattan on General Motors faulty ignition switches, blamed for a number of accidents and deaths. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The group Doctors Without Borders is challenging Pfizer's application for an Indian patent for its pneumonia vaccine so cheaper versions could be made available to children in poor countries and to humanitarian groups.
The medical aid group says it challenged Pfizer's patent application to allow Indian manufacturers to make affordable versions of the pneumococcal conjugate vaccine. The group said the vaccine was one of the world's biggest sellers, and the New York-based Pfizer had earned $6 billion from its sales last year. Doctors Without Borders says its decision to oppose Pfizer's patent application comes after, quote, years of fruitless negotiations to get the company to reduce the price of the drug for use in humanitarian projects.
That is Jeremy House reporting. He got locked out, then got locked up. Police say a central Pennsylvania man who locked himself out of his house and wound up locked up in jail once emergency responders realized that he had unpaid court fines that were due, and that came up when they tried to rescue him at his own home. More details at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 5 minutes after 8 here on the 14th of March. 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 41 degrees today, right now, going up to 56 with the clearing of the weather. It's going to be clearing this week with going up to like in the low 70s by Thursday. Friday's going to be beautiful. Saturday, the starting of the junior turkey hunting season, is going to be a great day. But then that evening, it should start raining again, and maybe Sunday have rain. That's okay, because we are 36 feet from the top of Lake Shasta. It's risen over 100 feet since, I believe, January 1st. And it's at 101% of historic highs right there. So good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a great Monday. Let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you having a good day?
Yes, yes, and it's nice to see the sun, isn't it?
Well, is that what that thing is out there? It's warm. It's warm and beautiful.
Yes, it is, and we are excited tonight because tonight we are in our new location. We are going to be meeting at the Shasta Bible College, okay. And that's at 2951 Goodwater Avenue. It's right behind the church there, the big church that's on Hartnell. So I will have a sign out there, and tonight we have Tim Pappas teaching us about the Constitution, and I'm sure it'll be a very interesting evening with Tim Pappas.
It absolutely will, because Tim knows a lot about the Constitution.
He does.
And he shares.
It's really cool.
He's a great speaker, too.
We get in there, and he gets started, and then people start asking questions, and we're always going down rabbit trails that are very interesting.
It'll be interesting to see what he says. I don't know which amendment he's talking about or which part of the Constitution, but the latest attack on the First Amendment and the riots in Chicago.
Yes, that would be one, and then also private property rights that are happening, you know, up in Oregon that we know about.
Okay. All right. That's tonight at the Bible College?
Yeah. Shasta Bible College starts at 6 o'clock, and that's on Goodwater Avenue. I'll have a sign out so people will see where we're at.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Goodbye. So I'm here with Carol Ferguson.
Good morning, Carl.
Managing editor of the Record Searchlight.
Still, yes.
Yeah. Oh, but they're still, yeah. Okay, why are we laughing? It's because Gannett is buying, you know, after Scripps bought, and then Scripps, I don't know, started going downhill real fast or something, and then they sold to Gannett.
Yeah, well, what happened was Scripps spun off the newspapers into a group called Journal Media Group, and now Gannett is coming in and buying the Journal Media Group.
So Gannett's going to what, own all the newspapers in the United States?
And they're marching toward that.
Isn't that illegal?
Well, that's at some point they'll stop approving them. the deal right now, the board has approved, all the boards have approved the deal, and now we're just waiting for the FTC to come through and say yes.
Now, somebody's already said on the chat room, it said, go back and look at the Gannett newspapers, and you'll see all those blogs will disappear.
That we're not aware of yet, but I sure hope not.
Are they going to be shipping jobs out of the country?
No. No. Gannett is, all of their operations are here.
Here being the United States.
United States, yeah, not okay. In Reading. That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, you still have to be where you are to cover your local news. What you will see is a new website will be coming in.
Another new website. You just got this one going.
We did, but we'll be getting another one sometime this year. And then we'll still have a centralized copy desk. We'll still see some of our other operations that are behind the scenes somewhat centralized, but we'll still have local sales staff and local reporters. So that's not going away.
So what?
And Gannett, actually, I mean, they are a news organization. They're not one of these big companies coming in just trying to take things over and wring whatever money they can and then leaving the husk there. They really do care about news, and they do want to...
They could lose $1 million a year, but for 50 years and still get that news out, right?
Yes, yes. Whatever it takes, we're going to do it.
Okay. We're here with Carol Ferguson, who's the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. We're talking about the possible, I couldn't read what he wrote. What did he write?
The note is an increasing number of soft news articles are being computer generated. And that, you know what, there is a point to that.
What are we talking about?
Talking about, basically, articles. It's robo-journalism. So what happens is people have created algorithms that will go through the internet and grab information and write a story. And these algorithms, Forbes carries these stories, the LA Times carries these stories for earthquakes. Anytime there's an earthquake, it generates one of these automatically generated stories. You can program the algorithm to recreate Mark Twain voice, Hemingway, Shakespeare.
No, their voice or their style?
Their style. And so you can...
You could have like a Hemingway writing of a car chase here in town.
Yes, yes. Oh. Something like that.
As Detective Johnson steps out with his double-barreled elephant gun and .458 caliber and aims in at this, whatever.
Yeah, no, okay. And so this is already happening.
You mean it's been robo-written?
Things are being robo-written now. There are things you're seeing online that have already been robo-written. And a lot of them are, they send out like these little spiders onto the internet to gather the information. So in Forbes, a lot of the quarterly company information that's published there is robo-written. Because it's the same story written all the time. Same style, same information, same location in the story. And you just go out and get the information and plug it in. They have found, and this is very sad, that they have found the computer-generated articles are far more accurate than anything human does. Because they program in the algorithm to go and double-check.
I can understand that. Double-check their facts?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a novel approach to reporting.
I know. Well,
Carol,
do
you realize
saying,
what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that...
They're more accurate than
what
people.
What they found is that, yeah, the robo ones are more accurate.
Bob, you're getting ready to say something. They're, Bob's just over there.
Well, but I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm not saying that we're inaccurate. I'm just saying that on a lot of these things... We're not inaccurate.
Really, you just said that. You just said they're a lot more accurate.
Well, we don't make a lot, but we do.
With tongue firmly in cheek,
we don't. We run corrections.
With tongue firmly in cheek, I would submit that journalism classes in our colleges have been pretty much programming aspiring journalists for the last 20 years, so I'm not seeing a lot of difference here.
Well...
programming him to think a certain way. That's just my opinion. Somebody has been there.
It's not even necessarily programming. It's more of the kind of person who's drawn to journalism tends to be more of that.
What,
way.
Liberal?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. We're going to take a break here. After Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, says that reporters are liberal
no,
and don't take their time in check and fact-checking. and that, that computers can write better than them.
So, I'm not saying
I
that.
I know. I'm just kidding here. I mean, in a way, I'm kind of kidding. No, no, I am kidding here. Okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, where there's real people working there. Real people come out and check on your heating and cooling systems. A veteran-owned business, and Martin and his people have been in the business well over 20 years and was voted best in the North State out of the Record Searchlight last year. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. He is not outsourcing his jobs. He will be here. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Carol Ferguson, Managing Editor of the Record Searchlight.
Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the River.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Peak. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an American classic, Our Town, Thornton Wilder's masterpiece, directed by John Welsh. Our Town is a moving look into the lives and hopes of the residents of a small town in the early 20th century. Our Town begins March 12th with evening shows Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday through April 9th at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Tickets for Our Town available now online at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 243-8877.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 14th of March. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. 41 degrees. Yeah, it's, I guess it's like 43 degrees right now. Going up to 56. Nice sunshiny day today. It's going to be great. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's to get that great coffee in the morning. Whether it's a latte, espresso, or cappuccino. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Better known store is Tobacco and Brew does a lot for our community, Joe and Shelley do. Head on down. They're open 7 days a week. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Okay, I'm here with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. All these questions coming in here is that they're saying many journalists are out of touch because they believe they are moderates because they are moderates for a journalism major, which means is they're to the left. They think that you...
When is moderate to the left?
What is moderate to
well,
the left?
Well, if they're saying moderate is left, it's moderate is down the middle.
Right, but they're out of touch because they think they're moderate, but they're truly that because they're journalistic, because they majored in journalism, they're already liberal. So they may be thinking that they're moderate, but indeed they are to the left of moderate.
They have done polls and studies of the political leanings of most of journalism in America, and it does tend to lean left.
And they give all their money to Democrat fundraisers.
Well, that's why Fox News came along. I mean, it does balance things.
It kills it kills the other stations. It triples their ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does that say is that more people are moderate to the right? Because you have center of the road. Let's just say half and half. But are they leaning to the right? Is America conservative?
Well, if you look at the House of Representatives and the Senate, well, right now, yes. I mean, those are the people. That's the bulk of America. And they, the bulk of America in land-wise is actually even more conservative than the liberal enclaves of the cities. So you end up with the House of Representatives more conservative. So, yeah, I mean, I think in this country we tend to we do have some liberal trends going through it, but there's also a strong conservative trend going on of saying, hey, don't raise taxes, let's do law and order, let's do some of these things that keep things under control, and we don't just go out and just throw money at anything and everything and have a party.
Let's bring that up. Let's bring up the Trump phenomenon.
Okay.
Do you think it's a phenomenon?
I think what it is it's a personification and a movement of these people are angry, and now they have something that they have someone and this movement that they can now funnel that anger into. And it's that anger of things are changing around me. I don't know what to do about it. I have no control over what's happening. I don't like it. But there's nothing I can do to stop it. I've lost my job. My family's lost their job. My town is crumbling. There's heroin epidemics. There's all these changes going on.
There's homeless everywhere on the streets.
There's homeless everywhere on the streets.
There's crime is rising.
Crime is rising.
You don't feel safe anymore.
People who are devout Christians are looking at this country going, what just happened?
We're under attack. Christians feel like they're under attack.
They feel like they're under attack. So these people are scared and they're angry and they have, in their daily life, they have very little outlet and very little way to express that and make any sort of change. And now you have someone who is basically opposite of what they are. It's a billionaire businessman, wheeler and dealer, but he gets up there and he says, he talks straight. Now, he's not necessarily consistent and not necessarily, in depth, but he is funneling that anger.
Is it a white man's anger? Or is it more than that?
I think it's more than that. I think it's people who feel disenfranchised in various ways. I think the bulk of his support is white, but it does go across all.
I think it goes across the board. And I think this is where people underestimate what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with almost everything you said, in fact, that when he was just up in the Rust Belt.
These are people
that watched all these factories close. And they were, the Democrats promised them all the stuff. Democrats, let's face it, run Flint, Michigan. They run Detroit. And they see what's happening up there. And they see that where their fathers were guaranteed 30 years and out, and so they were retiring at 48, 50. Now they don't have jobs. And for a variety of reasons. So they're angry. And then you go down in Appalachia, where they mm-hmm. where coal provided great livings for a lot of people, and the Obama administration is shutting down the coal industry. Whether you want to agree with that or not, but he is, and that he's cut back on all this. And then you see the people, there's no cost of living raises for Social Security mm-hmm. or the military, and you have to ask yourself, where does that come from?
Well, and then the lawmakers give themselves nice raises.
Give themselves raises.
Mm-hmm.
And then Obamacare, which is whether you know what? Oh, yeah, it opened up a lot more medical insurance. But I've got people that work for me that what they pay.
Right, yeah. Their deductible is outrageous, and their monthly payment is doubled. Their monthly payment is way up,
yeah.
And their deductible is so high.
Yeah, people can't get in to see a doctor. I mean,
mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. So I think that this is not just angry white people.
No, it's just angry people.
Angry people that think that the government has sold them a bill of goods.
Yeah, right. Both parties.
Both parties.
They're very angry.
Oh, no, this is a both parties.
It's a both parties. I mean, and Bernie Sanders is probably getting the angry left, but, I mean, he's not as effective as Trump.
Well, let's talk about Bernie for a second. I mean, the guy, if you listen to what Bernie says, his solution is taking everybody's money
mm-hmm.
and putting it into the government. Into
right.
government programs.
It's that Northern Europe, model with Scandinavia where people are taxed over 50%. You don't, right, your health care is all taken care of. Your schooling's free, but you're being taxed so much, you're still paying for it. You're just paying for it indirectly.
It's over 50%.
Yeah,
it's
very, very high. Do you know in England you have to pay a tax if you have a color TV?
Well, no, see, that doesn't surprise me at all. And see, but this is what people are wanting to go into, this European model. But I've lived in Europe. Ask them if they like this model.
No, they don't like those taxes.
Because they underreport. So you get half of what they make because they're underreporting because otherwise they couldn't live. And then when you get into the healthcare system, they laugh at you because, oh, yeah, but the way you get to see a doctor is you pay them money. It's bribes, bribery in many cases. Or the physician stops at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he opens up again at 3, and then so you've got two classes of people getting medical care.
Right.
The whole thing is messy. Is this the best we can do, Carol, in our country?
I would hope not.
For presidential candidates?
It's where we are right now. I mean,
I'm just talking about the leader. I haven't gotten into Hillary yet.
Oh.
I don't think that y'all have been hard enough on Hillary. You're all over Trump and the Republicans, and but Hillary Clinton has been accused of some really serious things.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps saying is that, oh no, this is not big. The FBI is in this up to their butt. And Loretta Lynch, who I think is in a tough spot, as is the FBI director, but they're going to have to come out with something here before the convention, I would
mm-hmm.
imagine.
Yeah, they will. But she'll probably clinch it with the delegates. It'll be interesting to see. Both conventions are going to be fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say that.
But can she clinch it if she's under indictment?
If enough people are voting for her and don't care.
Why wouldn't they care? The woman's broken the law.
I guess they figure that's politics. I mean, I think we're in a very cynical age. And we're just in a very, very cynical age, and it's like, well, this is what we've got. What are we going to do? And there are some people are just like, I'm not going to vote on both sides. This is like, I'm just not going to vote. And that's a sad place to be in this country right now.
I can't believe people are so cynical that they would let a woman, if they indict her, for breaking the law, for allowing her secrets to, purposely. I mean, she even signed documents that told people not to do what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's proven, and they've gotten all that stuff, that they would just let her walk on this. I think that I would have to join a movement that would change everything. You know, maybe it is time for a revolution.
Right, or at least a third party.
How about that?
Another new party. And Trump, what may happen is there may be a break-off. I mean, what this country is really aching for, I think, is a party that would be somewhat fiscally conservative, but socially liberal. That's more of a Whig party. Remember the Whigs way back.
Or 1700s.
Yeah,
here, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't
taking
there.
It way back.
Bob was there. I wasn't there. Bob, do you remember being a Whig?
Actually, I'm looking that up.
Actually, he's looking that up.
It's
right
actually
now.
It was started in England, and it's basically being very fiscally conservative, watching government waste, but being for civil liberties. And
hey, I am all for civil liberties. I don't want people imposing themselves on me.
Right. Yeah.
The government does that. So does that mean you do away with, like, the housing and urban you know, urban welfare, and how about the national, you know, the Department of Education, to get rid of those? That they're imposing government limits on our education and everything.
Well, it's more about, I don't know if it's that much of a libertarian thing.
Oh, okay, so it's just...
It's not necessarily libertarian.
Okay, Bob.
Well, the Whig Party existed between 1833 and 1854. Their ideologies were Jeffersonianism and centralization, and that's courtesy of Wikipedia and Encyclopedia.
What do you mean central? You know what? Central government?
Yeah, a republic. Instead of, you know, how when there was the whole
debate.
This is
a republic.
Right. You know the whole debate in the beginning of whether it would have been, you know, a loose confederation of states or a stronger republic? In the very beginning, when they were talking about how America was going to be created, and there was the whole thing of which one's going to be which.
Well, I like the idea of a republic. We're turning into a democracy, which is not the idea. I mean, one vote, you know, counts as much as, you know, this guy on the street that's illiterate counts as much as your vote.
They had four presidents during their term.
Did they?
During their heyday, yeah, they placed four presidents in office.
Who was that?
Well, actually, this was the party of Henry Clay and Daniel Webster, and Zachary Taylor was one of the presidents. William Henry Harrison,
Tippi Canoe, and Tyler too,
and John Tyler and Millard Fillmore.
One of the least recognized of all presidents. Did nothing anyway. And maybe that's the idea.
Maybe that's the idea.
Maybe
you
do nothing government, and you let people take care of themselves.
See?
A laissez-faire.
Laissez-faire, you know?
No, see, you don't believe in that, though. Because then you let the economy just do what it wants. Laissez-faire.
The economy is going to do what it's going to do anyway.
Well, it's 8:30. I'm with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. When we come back, let's talk about the future of Record Searchlight and things that are going on in the community that she sees.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Redding's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Redding's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 on this beautiful day. Our highs today are going to be 56. It's currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios, and I guess we are past that flood warning as we see the sun poking through the clouds here. Going to be a gorgeous day. Isolated showers are predicted today, just about 20% chance of that with our highs, again, of 56. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our temperatures around 63 and our lows of around 44. As we go into the rest of the week, sunny near 71 on Wednesday. Thursday calls for, almost 76. So, love it. You know our flowers are going to start poking out. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And that wasn't said by a robot.
No. No, we know that one came right from Linda, and not from an auto write.
She-bot.
Hey, the she-bot, that's right. The fembot.
The fembot.
Yeah. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop at 2463 Athens Avenue. It's right across, you just come on into the Cypress Square Shopping Center right there off Athens. Get the best haircut you'll ever get. It's a better-known business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. If you're going to go down and get a haircut, why would you pick any other place than Cypress Square Barbershop? Okay, we're here with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, if she still has a job after today. the thing about it is we've talked about, you know, y'all were Scripps sold off their newspaper side of it.
Yeah, they...
And they sold it to this one company that bought y'all.
Well,
and you changed your website. It's kind of cool, except the fact you've got these pop-ups, these pop-up ads.
Pop-ups are everywhere, Carl. You can't escape pop-up ads.
Excuse me. But you know what? Then you should have the big X. That X has got to be a lot bigger so you can win you. Because if you just barely miss the X, it takes you to that website.
So you can learn more about local businesses, Carl.
Those aren't all local
not
businesses.
Not all of them, but some of them are. We have a lot of local businesses who...
How much for a pop-up?
I have no idea. I'm not in that department.
Just wondering. Okay, so, but now you've been sold to Gannett.
Yes.
And that's where you pronounce it, Gannett.
Gannett, uh-huh.
Right. And we don't know what's going to happen there.
Not yet, no. I mean, we have a few ideas. We've heard a few things that will be happening. We'll be getting a new website. The paper's look will probably change.
Okay.
This will all happen later this year.
Okay.
I don't know exactly when. So,
but are they going to be moving jobs to other places? I kind of asked that earlier, but
no.
I didn't really follow up on it.
Everyone here who's here locally will be remaining. I mean, we have our local reporters, our local sales staff. They're not going to be outsourcing our reporting to, you know, the next nearest paper, which is Medford, I believe, or Salem. And then there's another one down in Palm Springs. So
it does all the are the headlines still going to be written in some third place?
Yes. Yes.
Which sometimes have nothing to do with the story itself?
Well, I think what we'll have is more control over what those headlines are.
Okay. All right. So then print media, still here?
Oh, yes. Still here.
Still here.
Landing on your doorstep.
Sure is. Every
and
Sunday morning.
And coming to you on your phones. And coming to you on your phones and online.
Apps everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me that a lot of people are, okay, well, I've got two things, thoughts coming out at the same time. So what would be the, Bob's like, so what else is new? What is it with the, when it comes to apps and the phones, how many people read the news that way?
Actually, for our digital audience, it's almost over 50% now.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Electronically?
Yeah. Electronically and digitally, over 50% of that audience is coming to us on their phones.
50%.
You don't get the whole story, though. I mean,
yes, you do.
I mean,
you
are all the stories...
You keep pushing it down. App. So on our app, no, but you can also visit a mobile version of our website and everything's there.
On the computer right here.
Right, yeah, and on your phone. I mean, if you go through your browser on your phone, you can access our mobile site. Our apps, and this is true for most newspapers, the apps are only kind of the latest news. You're not getting much beyond a few days old on there. It churns it out. It's supposed to be about what's now. But you will, if you have our app, you can get our news alerts we send out when there's traffic issues, fires, any big news happening. So
I know that that you seems like you're having on the, on this website, which is up and running now, and is that you have a lot more stories on it than you did before.
We have the same amount of stories. What we have are different places on the homepage to showcase those. So the same number of stories are there. We always did have a feed in from the wire. We just didn't have a place to showcase it on our homepage, and now we do. So it appears that there's a lot more going on. There's a lot more news coming in. One of the things that's been very frustrating for some of our commenters has been that a lot of our wire news is coming in through this automatic feed. They can't comment on. The system just does not allow that commenting function.
Yeah, I see that. I see that where there's, you would think there'd be some comments on some of these, but you never see any.
It's very frustrating, and I've explained it to a number of our commenters about how it's just a system thing. It's not because we don't want you to actually comment on those stories. It's just how they're being fed into the system.
They sure can comment on blogs.
They can comment on blogs, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I found that out. That's the one I said that. And I keep this one. I cut it out. I mean, I printed it and cut it out. It said, oh, I met Carl Bott once. He didn't seem that particularly smart. So, I mean, that was fine. I mean, that was this person's, you know, I mean, maybe I wasn't that smart that day. I've had days where I'm just like, you know, a dog just, I should just be, I wake up in a new bed every morning or something, you know. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do today? You know, that kind
of
stuff.
Who am I?
Who am I today? Yeah. All right. Now,
notice we didn't jump on that comment. But anyway.
Okay. Now, the editorials, are you still looking for a new editorial page guy?
Are now doing that as more of a team effort. So
okay, so you're just
going to
keep that there?
Right, yeah.
Well, you know what? You need to have that strong conservative writer, too, because you don't have that in there.
Yes.
If this is going to be... if this is the way we're going to look at it in the future here, is that, you know, that, you know, the housing first is the best way to do it and these things?
Well, our editorial policy is more of moderate right. But there are also, and locally, there are some issues that can be seen as more, I guess, on a liberal thing, like housing first can be seen. But, I mean, Utah did it, and they're pretty conservative.
Let's look at the numbers of Utah, though. If you gave that story and said, you know, Lloyd Pendleton sat right where you're sitting right here and said 50% of the people that come in there stay there forever. 10% are the ones that work themselves off it. 6% or 8% get kicked out of it because, if you know, they're breaking the law. And then another 10 or 15% just wander away. But 50% of those people... they're in there for life.
Right, but they're not living on the streets, and they're getting the services they need, and they're not out in on your river trail, they're not in your canyons, they're not starting fires under your bridges. They're in a place where they're safe, secure, getting the services they need, and the community is now also, you know, not having to...
The community is paying for it.
Yes.
The single mother with two children who's trying to keep a roof over her house... keep a roof over her family, is working her butt off. She looks over there and sees these people wandering, because they're still going to be out wandering around on drugs or drunk, but they've got a house and everything's being paid for by her tax dollars.
But her tax dollars are also going to pay for other services for them. The cops to roust them out of the canyons, the emergency care that they go and get. Tax money, you're already paying for it.
But also,
and they found that these solutions actually cost less.
Chronically homeless, but then you go back to Utah and see what their homeless problem is. The homeless problem is still there. Chronically homeless are off the street, but they still have the same 10,000 people that are hanging around there that are still homeless, that are still going to the doctors and emergency rooms that the cops are still rousting because they're not chronically homeless.
Right.
Chronically homeless is just above. That's just another group that you're paying for. And plus, you got to look at it. This is Utah. This is the Mormon church. has got the buy-in on this.
Right. And they're also very conservative.
And
so
they're conservative, but they're also the Mormon Church, which is linked to the government. We don't. If this is such a great idea, why isn't San Francisco doing it?
Well, San Francisco, surprise, they do have a housing first policy.
For how many people do they house?
I don't know, but they do have housing first there. They just aren't getting everybody.
They're not getting everybody.
We
can send a few.
When you walk down Orchid Street, they don't have everybody in it. But they do have housing first.
Well, I think then, here's somebody said the best solution then for homelessness is for them to move to that wonderfully compassionate Bay Area in Sacramento.
Okay, I'm looking at Housing First program in San Francisco.
No, I'm just saying is that I understand Pendleton was here. A lot of people like the Leon Evans one from San Antonio. Y'all covered that one too, where you put them into a sobering center. Don't you think that perhaps we've got a much better chance of going for a sobering center?
Yes, a sobering center has a lot more support here. It's a place where police can take someone who is drunk, and just drunk, doesn't, you know, fight the cop while being arrested, doesn't have previous warrants, just somebody who is on the street drunk.
1,000 of those they pick up every year.
And then they take them in, place to sober up. They can get connected to some services there. But it's not a permanent solution, and because they can't stay there forever. It's not giving them housing. It's just a place to stay.
But what they do is if they want to take that next step, they've got the counselors there that can then move them into housing. I've got no problem with that.
But where's what housing?
Well, what housing are we talking now?
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing is, if you're going to do this, is that then the next step is if they want to be helped. And see, I think that's what everybody's looking for. They want them to have a little skin in the game, and then when they say, "Hey, I do want to get helped. I do want to, you know, take those next steps to getting jobs," then they're put into housing in San Antonio. There's the difference. They're not just put into housing under no reason. I mean, with no caveats.
Right. Well, there are. I mean, you have to behave yourself. You have to pay a certain amount to stay there.
Are we talking about the housing first?
Yes. Yeah.
If you have the money. Right. I mean, that's okay. But that's I think what people are compassionate, but they want to see that they're trying.
Right. Right.
I think that's what they're looking for.
They want to see trying, but you also need to have that safe, secure, dry, warm place to be able to start pulling yourself out of. You need to have your basic life conditions met before you can start saying, okay, now I'm going to fight my heroin addiction. I mean, even that's going to be almost impossible. That's a very tough thing right now, the heroin addictions to break.
This is what we're talking about when we have Sheriff and Chief that come on and they talk about that's the number one issue right now.
It's nationwide. I mean, this is a problem nationwide.
Well, we've got to take a break here. Carol Ferguson, who is still has a job at the Record Searchlight. I am going to take a copy of this show and send it to Gannett. No, I'm just kidding. And we're discussing back and forth. Obviously, the paper thinks that give away everything, let them live in your house, and all those kind of things is fine. Where the rest of us think that they should have some skin in the game. I'm just kidding. Carolyn Ferguson, who's managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and comes in here once a month. And we talk about great things here. And I really do. I really like listening to the perspective of where the paper is coming from. And the fact that when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the upcoming political season and the local politics.
Right.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Spend your spring break exploring at Turtle Bay. We will be open all week, March 28th through April 3rd, for a fun and educational way to enjoy spring break, with programming every day and something new to inspire wonder around every corner. Put Turtle Bay on your spring break to-do list. We'll be open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th through April 3rd. For more information and program schedules, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Hello. On this Monday morning, 8:49. Good morning, 14th of the month. Pie Day.
Pie Day. You know what? You can go to probably places and they'll give you... They'll have pie on sale.
Remember we went to a party last year that was with pie.
Pie, that's right.
Yeah.
It was Pie Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey.
Linda. You know who you are.
Carl and Linda Bott here. It's 10 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. And the weather today is going to be kind of nice. And, you know, well, that's a good weather report. And then the rest of the week it's going to get better until Saturday night. Then it may start raining. And Sunday it may rain. But it's going to be like 70s this week. And I'm telling you what, we need this. We need to dry out a little bit because, you know, the elk killer comes back in. And when she, you know, we've got water everywhere where she shakes herself afterwards. So
with us this morning is Carol Ferguson. From the Record
Hello.
Searchlight. It's always nice to have
editor.
You on.
Well, you know what, Carol? I really like you a lot.
You've seen
too.
A lot. Yeah,
oh,
you guys
you.
Are getting
to like
in the
guys.
Other room talking. And I hear the giggles, and I thought, that's always great. You guys really get on, and it's really wonderful to see great conversation, too, as well. And so for our listeners, what have you seen the most for you, the biggest change, perhaps, that has happened in your world of. Newspaper in the last, say, year?
Really reinventing ourselves. One of the things is becoming more involved in the community. One of the things, two of the things we've done recently are we've hosted the Leon Evans conference with the Women's Fund and the Lloyd Pendleton one. And so that is us coming out and saying we want to be part of the conversation now. We're going forward with the election, we'll be doing some live chats and some... probably working with League of Women Voters on some forums, and just getting people to know that we are part of the community, we're here, we're engaged, we're involved, and we're going to bring in ideas and people and let people be a part of that conversation. So we're excited about this whole new movement, where we're going to be doing a lot more live things, too, and a lot more talking to candidates, you know, in front of cameras, which is a whole new thing for us, too. So it's just really branching out, finding new ways of communicating that newspapers haven't done in the past.
Well, that's good stuff.
So what do you think about the local elections here? We've got Missy's not running again, at least not until, you know, a couple years when she goes after the county supervisor job of Keogh's. I'm just throwing that out there.
Why would you say that?
I think that's what's going to happen. She's not running, but she's going to take off for a year or two, get herself, you know, give herself a little rest here, and then jump back.
That's your prediction.
That's my prediction. Okay. I could be completely wrong, but then again, I could be right too. So we'll find out, won't we? Then you've got Gary Cad still running,
mm-hmm.
who is by the he's the conservative of the group,
right?
Julie Winters.
Right.
Do you think Bethel is going to have an impact one way or the other?
They do have a lot of influence and a lot of people. So
7,000 in that mm-hmm. belong to that church. But
right.
I don't know how many more residents they
right.
would say they're residents of,
right.
of the city. Then you've got Leah Tate.
Right.
Who is Leah is a force to be reckoned with also.
Yes.
Adam McElvain.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the only veteran that's running and has already come out with part of his plan is to bring broadband into the city. I mean, he's got a thought-out plan
right.
on
he
how
does.
To do this.
He does. And, basically almost creating a utility district, so to speak.
That's
and
right. It pays for itself.
Getting it on pays for itself, gets it in here. Everyone in business, anyone who's knows about what it takes to grow the economy here says that is the backbone of it.
That is. And
you
it's
have to be able to get in and out quickly on the Internet.
And this is a chance for Doug Lamoff, if he really wants to play up here, is to bring mm-hmm. it in. It's only going to be $3 or $4 million. If he can't find $3 or $4 million in his third term there, then maybe we need to take a look at somebody that can get that job
right.
done to bringing. It doesn't have to bring jobs in. That's not what we're talking about. Being able to bring that broadband in,
mm-hmm.
I think, is a big thing.
Right. Oh, no, it's significant.
And it is.
I know that there are some reluctance. There's some reluctance to, say, oh, I'm bringing, taxpayer money. Oh, my gosh, we're using taxpayer money. This was your dollars. I mean, there's your money at work, like you see on the freeway signs. But then there's the whole philosophy of, government shouldn't have that much money. So I can, you hear that there's some kind of reluctance on some lawmakers' part to bring that money
we
back.
We hate pork at KCNR 1460 unless the pork comes back to our city.
See?
Yeah, then we're okay with that.
See?
No, but there's money out there, though, to bring, because this is one of the things Obama promised, is that bringing broadband to the United States, bringing it across the country. Well, here's a chance that if we bring broadband in, high-speed cable, mm-hmm. high-speed optics, all this stuff comes in, then we can bring up business here. It's not the government providing business, but just providing a source
right.
so people then can take advantage
mm-hmm.
of it.
Oh, yeah.
Would you all back that?
We're all about broadband.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it just makes sense for everybody up here.
It would be a game changer. It really would. I think you'd be able to see a lot more different businesses come in. The ones here would get a lot more opportunities.
Agreed.
It would be a game changer.
And it's $4 million. You know what? I can't even imagine why, if it came down to it, the city is in such trouble. Financial trouble.
Well, why couldn't the city and the county maybe
come in together?
Together.
Okay, now if you wanted to do a quarter cent tax increase for something like this that sunsets as soon as it's in there.
Oh, they never sunset, Carl.
They do sometimes. I saw a bridge
one bridge
in Orange County that was across this wash that people paid for, had a toll, and then it stopped because they had paid for it. I mean, it was great. It was just, you could drive back and forth, and you could wave at the toll as it went by.
You still are paying for the Golden Gate Bridge, Carl.
You know what? It wasn't my idea to
build
it there either.
$5.
No, we're going to pay forever. Okay, what do you see?
Maybe it's gone up since then. I mean, the last time I went across it was $5.
What do you see is the biggest threat? What does the Record Searchlight see as the biggest threat right now in Reading? I mean, is it crime? I mean, crime is going up. Is it the homeless question? Because jobs would fix that. Jobs would fix a lot of these problems.
Oh, I don't want to. The heroin epidemic is really hitting this area hard, and it's hitting families, and it's affecting crime, and it's affecting courts, and it's affecting. I mean, that is drug abuse in general is a huge.
Mm-hmm.
problem that's impacting this area through social services up to the jail. So
I see they're putting more mental health workers over at the hospitals now.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
that's a good idea. It's one of the solutions to help over there at the hospitals. So and heroin, as far as the cops are concerned, they'd much rather arrest a heroin addict than a meth, because heroin won't fight them like meth does.
Right.
So, I mean, it's safer for the police. But yet, if for civilians, and we've heard this from both the sheriff and the chief, it's a lot worse for the civilians out there because they will steal anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading about people getting their cars stolen, out in front of their businesses. I just saw that the other day.
Right.
All that kind of
so
stuff.
Anyway. It's, and that's bad. So, but that heroin epidemic is nationwide. It's going to take some big solutions locally. You know, the things we've talked about before, homelessness, trying to bring more business here. The crime is going crazy out in the county right now. We did a story where it shows crime is increasing out in the county.
Yeah, I saw you had one of those front pages you used to have a long time ago the other day. You know, people getting murdered, you know, a husband, wife, crime's going up, and then it was something else, and I thought, well, I thought they'd kind of gotten away from that.
Well, but it was
one of those
bad
big
week.
News. It was a big news.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those weeks. So, yeah. You know, I think it's just trying to figure out what resources you have and how you can best put them to use to solve these. And I think maybe that's the backbone, is we need some creativity and some gumption on a part of our leaders.
Do you see anybody out there that can do that?
I mean,
there's obviously, we're not getting a lot of that now.
No. And we have someone of a newer slate on there. I mean, Kristen Schrader is going out of her way to try to deal with the homeless issue, commissioning the study, trying to come up with a master plan. Going forward with the blueprint and that process where they try to come up with a master plan for a criminal justice system, a sobering center, some of that may get it going. But there's not a lot of, hey, let's get on this bandwagon and go, or let's do something. It's more of, let's study it to death.
Yeah, I've noticed that since I've been here, that all of a sudden there's a committee. And then if it's a committee they don't want to listen to, they do away with the committee
right.
after the committee's been there for 16 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand it either. You know, like the Electric Commission that,
right.
that both you all and we took a stand saying that was a mistake. But, you know, anyway. Hey, Carol Ferguson is here, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. And we want to really thank you a lot for coming
on. Yeah, love your input.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And I realize that there's going to be some changes here this year, and we all have to get ready for that with Gannett coming in here. So
right.
Just let me know if I've been fired from the blog.
All right.
I hope not.
Well,
hey. Well, I won't. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging
news
me down.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Tomorrow, a big day in the Republican race for the White House. Five states hold primaries, could determine whether Donald Trump wins the GOP nomination without a contested summer convention. Former Trump rival and now supporter Ben Carson suggesting the intense focus on Trump's behavior, his rhetoric, is misguided.
We, the American people, have to realize that we are not each other's enemies. There are others out there, like radical Islamic terrorists, who want to destroy us. Those are your enemies.
Dr. Carson on NBC's Today Show. He's a Palestinian American, the man allegedly an ISIS fighter who surrendered to Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. A Kurdish general says the man was carrying with him a large amount of cash, three cell phones, and several forms of ID, including a U.S. driver's license. It wasn't as violent a jolt as you might think. Daniel Aiken was a passenger on that L.A. to Chicago Amtrak train.